from the studios of Boise State Public Radio News. I'm Samantha Wright, filling in for Jim and Godad. It's Idaho Matters. As Idaho begins to see more electric cars on the roadways, officials are concerned about having charging stations to support them. It's kind of a tricky concept. Without stations, people won't buy cars. Without the cars, the stations aren't really viable. And to help build more EV charging stations, the state is looking at NEVI, the National Electric Vehicle Infrastructure Program, to help out. And they're looking for your help to figure out where to put charging stations in Idaho. Joining us now to tell us more are members of Idaho's Interagency Working Group, Idaho Transportation Department Program Manager Scott Lukenge, Office of Energy and Mineral Resource Administrator Rich Stover, and Department of Environmental Quality Environmental Resources Discipline Lead Michael Brown. Welcome to the three of you. How you doing?
Great. Thank you.
Awesome. Rich, what is NEVI, N-E-V-I?
As you mentioned, NEVI is the National Electric Vehicle Infrastructure Program, which was created in 2021 under the Infrastructure Investment and Jobs Act, which is also known as the Bipartisan Infrastructure Law. And it's a program that's intended to help establish a national interconnected network of direct current fast charging or DCFC charging stations across generally across designated interstates and highways. And under the program, the state of Idaho will receive about $30 million over the next 5 years, through which we can help reimburse site hosts for up to 80% of their costs for installing a charging site.
Gotcha. Michael, let's talk about where to put these charging stations. You got some public feedback last year. Did you find that a lot of people you spoke to have an interest in seeing these stations built in Idaho?
Yeah, certainly. As part of the first phase of this work, we had established working groups to gather feedback from the public and get a sense of in level of interest in EVs, and asking where folks would generally like to see the stations across the state. And we heard from a lot of people, most notably in Eastern Idaho, whether they were EV hobby drivers or gas station owners, about where the infrastructure was going and what they were interested in seeing. And overall, there was a lot of interest in seeing the infrastructure built, and a lot of the build it and they will come kind of mentality, really getting a sense of feeling that, you know, once it's built, it'll get used a lot more.
Gotcha. Scott, tell me about Idaho's plan. Where would we put some of these? You've picked some possible corridors where they could go.
Sure. Thank you. Idaho's baseline plan was approved in September of 2022 by the Federal Joint Office, a combination of the Federal Highway Administration and the Department of Energy. In the plan, we outlined Idaho's alternative fuel corridors where these charging stations could potentially go. Those fuel corridors are State Highway 1 and Interstate 90, U.S. 95, and U.S. 93, State Highway 55, Interstate 84, Interstate 86, Interstate 15, Interstate, or U.S. 12, excuse me, U.S. 30, and U.S. 20. So it's a west to east, north to south outline of the alternative fuel course in the state. The working group indicated they would conduct a study to ensure feasibility and access as part of the second phase of our work. And that's where we're at right now. We're out beginning our public outreach efforts to find out the public's interest on where the EV stations should go throughout the state on those alternative fuel corridors.
We're speaking with Scott Lukenge, Rich Stover, and Michael Brown about putting in EV charging stations, electric vehicle charging stations in Idaho. Rich, you mentioned an 80-20 split. How does this work? Does this use taxpayer money? Who pays to get these charging stations in Idaho?
Under the NEVI program, these are federal formula funds that come to each state whose plans were approved, and that's all 50 states, and funded under the Infrastructure Act. State of Idaho gets approximately $30 million through that program. So it is federal funding, And with that funding, there is an 80-20 cost match component to it. So through this process, we would be ultimately getting to the point where we will solicit private entities and individuals to own and operate the sites and stations. And under the program, those particular entities or individuals would be eligible to receive up to 80% of their costs for acquiring, installing, and operating and maintaining the sites. The other 20%, they will need to put in themselves.
So they would you would work with someone else, a private entity, to get it all together, and then they would sell the electricity that you would put in your car.
Basically, yes.
Gotcha. Michael, you're holding more public meetings. I think the first one is Tuesday in Nampa. What are you hoping to hear from folks? What are you trying to find out?
Well, a lot of what we're doing is providing information about the program to give specific information, and also just to continue to listen to what stakeholders indicate are things that they are looking for in terms of location of chargers and maybe conveniences that occur at the pump, so to speak, about the user experience.
Gotcha. I read a little bit. People were interested in you know, having bathrooms, having lights, that sort of thing. And I understand that the early feedback was really important when you were putting together the plan for Idaho.
It was, and it was helpful to hear about the spanses of highway in which people are a little bit more apprehensive about traveling, going north to south, and not having adequate charging stations to sort of alleviate the range anxiety that people feel. And so it's really about filling in the gaps and having people feel comfortable that they can get into their EVs and make it to their destination without running out of electricity.
And that's a tricky point. I mean, you talked about, you know, you build it, they will come. It's a chicken egg situation. If you don't have the cars or if you don't have the stations, then you're in trouble.
That's correct.
So tell me about the meetings. They start Tuesday in Nampa. You're also going to have an online survey that opens up, I think, tomorrow. Is that the two main ways to get the feedback?
Yeah, I'm sorry. I was distracted there for a second. Yes, the two main ways to get the information would be the public meetings and the online survey. We're going to be having our meetings in Nampa, Boise, Idaho Falls, Twin Falls, Lewiston, and Coeur d'Alene. You know, and all the information that we gather or that we have to put out will be available at a program landing page, which is called evidaho.org. And anybody that's interested in learning more about being a potential site host, they can either visit the website. And we also have a project team email address that is at info@evidaho.org.
Gotcha. Well, we've been speaking with ITD program manager Scott Lukenge, OEMR Administrator Rich Stover, and DEQ Environmental Resources Discipline Lead Michael Brown about the NEVI program and where we're going to put charging stations in Idaho. I want to thank you for doing this and encourage folks to go out and find out more about it and provide their input. Thank you, all three of you.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Thanks for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Samantha Wright. We'll see you tomorrow.
From an Iraq war cover-up to towns ravaged by opioids to the roots of our modern immigration crisis, Embedded explores what's been sealed off and undisclosed. NPR's original investigative podcast reveals why these stories and the people behind them matter. Listen to the Embedded podcast, only from NPR.